Try to start. I'll say the Shulchan Aruch and try to clarify and see what we can accomplish. Shulchan Aruch Simcha Pei starts. Also, the siachet in Merva Marayes. One is not allowed to be misyachet with any of the Marayes. Ben is kind of a Yalda, so that was a great Mugal Sheva. Chutz Me'em in Bana, except for the mother with her son, the Ha'av in Bitai, and the father with his daughter, the Ha'bal in Mishtai Nida, and the husband with his wife. Those are the ones that are mutter. Otherwise, it seems to be all the rest of the arayis are osur. The Shulchan Aruch does not say one word about achaisoi, about one sister. There's a heter. We have the Mishnah. The Mishnah says clearly that misyachet olam im imay v'im beitai. It's mutter to have yichud with one's mother, one's daughter. V'yeshem avukir basar. And Mishnah seems to leave out achaisai. Nevertheless, later on the Gemara, a person is allowed to have yichud with achaisai, v'darim imma v'imbitai. So the Mishnah says only about yichud with a mother and a daughter, and Rav Asi adds two things. First of all, achaisai is also mutter to have yichud, and with one's mother and daughter, one is allowed to live permanently also. Which would be mashma that even though we're matter, yichud v'achayse, that's only yichud, which is not permanent, it's not kavua, it's leprakim. However, dar im imay din bitay, and the Gemara brings down that Shmuel is chaylik. Shmuel omar also is yachid im kolayesh v'atayro. Rishaynim, also Rishaynim paskin, like Rav Asi, the Rav paskin like Rav Asi. And the question is, how far goes the psak of Rav Asi? Is Rav Asi's heter? The Mishnah says that one is allowed to be misyachet with imay and bitay, and Rav Asi added that one is allowed to live with them the kviyas, and he added also achaisai. And to say that the halacha like Rav Asi can negate the Mishnah, that would be a very big chiddush, because the Mishnah only mentions and also only mentions bitay and imay, achaisai is not mentioned altogether. So even though it's true, look at the machlekes between Shmuel and Rav Asi, that Shmuel says that it's osur, and he says in kol arayis, Shmuel paskin says it's osur against all arayis, with all arayis. He says with the osur afilin behema, and the Gemara brings on many stories of different amirayim, different tanoim, that hizaru b'mipnei biti, hizaru b'mipnei kalosi. So nevertheless, they're saying paskin like Rav Asi. The question is, how about achoisei? The Shmuel says that this that Rav Asi is matir yichud and imay. The Rosh passes like Rav Asi. The Rav Shulchan Aruch do not bring it down, and they say maybe the halach is like Rav Asi only what is chayluk on Shmuel on the heter of imay, but that which is meisiv on the Mishnah says to Shmuel that lechur the halacha would not be like him. The chelkas b'chaykek is matir by achoisei aray, and he brings out the hamachmer tol of bracha because after all it seems to be it's not so pashut in the Rishayim. In Simuchav Aleph, at the end of Simuchav Aleph, we find that the Chalkas Mechaykev himself also is Mekel Mayichud Ba'achaysa, only be Misyachid Liprakim. And the over there, Simuchav Aleph also brings down Misyachid Ba'achaysa, Shalai B'Kvius, that says clearly, Shalai B'Kvius. The Dvar Halacha brings down, the Sefer Dvar Halacha is written by, he was the Chavrus of the Stipler, Rav Horovitz. He brings down, he was very, very close to the Chazon Ish. He brings down that the Chazon Ish is Matir Halacha L'Maisa, Yichud V'Achaisai, Mod Halacha L'Maisa. The Chazon Ish himself lived by Shmuel Greinemann. Shmuel Greinemann, his brother-in-law, he lived by his brother and sister, and Shmuel Greinemann used to come to America, used to come collecting and so on, and he would remain with his sister. And Rav Horowitz from Yerushalayim once asked him, why is there a machmet with Mimsechet Achaisai when her husband is in town? So the Shmuel is machmet. Onalai b'hisrakshus, the Chazon Ish answered b'hisrakshus, like, with a lot of feeling. and learn the lists of Pashas Sugas HaGemara, the Chayim Pirshar Yishayim, the Pashas of the Sugas HaGemara is like Rav Asi, that we pass on that the Achayis is Mutar, the Achayis Mutar is Yachet, they learn the Lachar Kachrayim, and even though it's true that Achrayim are Machmer, the Pashas of the Sugya and the Yishayim say that it's Mutar, says that there is no reason to be Machmer like the Achrayim negate Pashas Mashmolas HaGemara. I meant to say, Lechura, that the Pashas says that we do pass on like Rav Asi fully, and therefore, He was matter in Machayse Leprakim. Leprakim, they bring down this up until 30 days is considered Leprakim. More than 30 days would be considered Bekviyas, that would be considered living, but less than 30 days would be considered Leprakim.
The Rosh himself says, not be called Leprakim.
The Chazon Ish nevertheless held that the Pashas of the Sugya is that it's
Mutter. It wasn't a Machmer.
What?
Chazon Ish
was. He was. Yes. He felt that there is no mocking to a bach. We can get past the sugi. Yeah. Okay. In Sif Gimel, Kol Isha Shasu L'Siachet Ima, it says that any woman that wants Allah to L'Siachet with her, Imaisa Ishta Ima, Hareisa Mutal L'Siachet, if his wife was with him, it's Mutal L'Siachet, because his wife is Meshamer. And we'll see later on, it's a shaila about two women with one man, or with two men. The taste is right in the beginning of the sugya. It's not clear as to what is mutter, what is asur. And over here we say that ishta imay is ishta misham rosay. If it's imay v'abayis mamish, l'chur, there is no matzav of yichud altogether. And we say that ishta imay would be mutter. So the Beis Shmuel says that. At the end of the Simchah Beis, when it speaks about Melamed Tinoikis and so on, he says that as long as she is in the same town, Simchah Beis, as long as she's in the same town, he knows that she's able to come whenever. So he says that it would be mutter ishtay imay. It doesn't have to be imay v'bayis imay, even if it is only in the same town. Says the Shmuel, is enough to matter ishtay imay. L'chura, it would be davka in either his house or in the place that it works, because as opposed to, we have Bala Be'ir and we have Ishta Imay. Bala Be'ir is the concept of Emas Bala Olam, that she's in awe of her husband as long as in town, so therefore this Emas Bala Olam. Over here it's not because it's Emas Ishta Olam, hopefully. Rather, it is because he knows that she's able to come. That's the responsibility of the Bishmuel. So therefore the heter would be only in his house or in the place that it works. The priest says clearly, the priest holds that only if it is bayis be'isa chotzer, it has to be not in the house, but if it's a bayis be'isa chotzer, in the same time, he says it would not be enough. However, the Beis Shmuel holds that if it's in the same city, either at home or in the place that it works, so then it would be mutter. If she has a door to a place that that is in lechura lekule alma, the Brit Mel Chazanish understands that on that nobody would argue. If she has a door, a key, and he knows that she's able to come in whenever she wants to the place that he's in, either at home or else in the place where he works, everyone would agree that ishta imay would be mutter any place that he's in. If there's two women, you could make like the first day of by even if she doesn't have a key. The Baruch brings down the Shem Nizrei, was a Shabin and Rav. He brings down the Meisharim, says Mefurish, that if it's with two women, we know that is not considered Yichud Deraisha, it's only the Rabbanan. So therefore, we could definitely be Meikel even the Achas. Because since it's already with another woman, so that's all Rabbanan. So therefore, you could definitely make even Be'ir Achas, even though it's not Imo Abayis, even though it's not Imo B'chaz. Okay, and Sif Hey, I don't know if it breaks down. Like the Siachet Isha Achas Afilu Im Echad Mehem Im Anoshim Harbe. One woman is not allowed to be misyachet with many men, unless the wife of one of them is there. And one person should not be misyachet with many women. We know that Shulchan Aruch follows the Shitas HaRambam, that is not mechalik between prutzim and ksheirim, meaning ksheirim would have to be tzaddikim like mamas like a malach, but the Rambam considers most of us that were considered like the equivalent of what the Gemara considers britzim. So therefore, he says that ish echadim nashim harbe is also to a misyachet, and the Rambam brings down. One woman with two men is mutter shnei anashim k'sheirim. So the Ramah is meikol that our k'sheirim is considered to be k'sheirim im hu be'ir if it is in the city. It was stam anashim k'sheirim heim. He brings from Duran, the Duran paskins, that stam anashim are considered to be k'sheirim as opposed to shita sarabam. Stam anashim are considered to be prusim, and therefore one woman with many men would be asur. So according to Mechaber, the Mecheskas prusim. And according to Ramah, his chelik says that with two women, with two men that are kasherim, it would be mutter. Let's say you have one woman with one kasher and one parus. You have a woman with one person who's a kasher and one person who's a parus. Basically, Shua brings down the lechur b'machlekes between the Nevi Yehuda and the Shev Yankov. It brings down that that Nevi Yehuda speaks about Vadarach that it would be aser, even though you have one man and one parus, one kasher and one parus. He says that it would be asur, and the Shev Yankov says that because you have one kosher, the one parus does not make it, this should be asur, and therefore he holds it would be mutter. So l'chur, again, over here, most places would hold because we're talking about two men is not yichudei raisa, so therefore we would be able to make, like the Shev Yankov, that it would be mutter. And in Sivav, the Mechaber speaks about Noshim harbe vanoshim harbe. If you have many women with many men, ain't chayshim liyichud. That's not yichud. If it's many women, many men, women in a room, that's not considered to be yichud. And the passage that everyone agrees is that there's three men and three women. Everyone agrees that that's not going to be considered to be yichud. Concerning two men and two women, the Bishmuel asks. And our Hashulchan brings down also like that to Aser. The Chalakim Mechayke has a suffix. The Taz brings a Rashal. Also, that Aser Sulchur, the Pashtus is the two men and two women would be Aser. Pashtus, this is going according to Shita Samachaber that we're considered to be not Kasher, we're considered to be Prutzim. So therefore, the two men and two women would be also for a prutzim. According to what the Ramah is mekel, as long as you have the anashim are becheskas ksherim, so the malach is mutter with one woman, kavachaymer with two women, it makes it more kal, it makes it there's more less of a massive of yichud. So therefore, this mechaber, it's only going on shittas mechaber. Or according to Ramah, if they're prutzim, we would say that two men and two women. We would have to be machmer concerning two men and three women. The Bishmuel asks, he says that if it's three and three, it's mutter, but two women and three men, he says that it's aser. Chacham Salim is meikel by three women and one and two men. If it's three women and two men, he says it's already considered that it's enough. That even we would be meikel. The Hagdar of Prutzim, the high ticket place can bring down that a person that has a television in their home, they watch television, is considered to be a parus b'arayis. And Shmuel Levi Vosner said very clearly that a person that has a smartphone and who does not have a filter would not be considered b'cheskas as a kosher. If he doesn't watch himself from arayis, so then it's considered that it's parus b'arayis, and before that would be considered a parus. It sounds like a very big chumra, but it's a chumra that it's definitely kedai to follow. Shulchan Aruch says that if it's balayla or if it's baderech, so then you need two shmiris. One shmir is not good enough. You would have to have two shmiris, which means that you have to have three men. Rishmon Sukkot and Tesis Mashma, the Davka, if they're going to be shmir, that's when we say that you have to have specifically three men. Because since they are in charge to watch over the woman that they're going with, so therefore, if one of them goes away, the second one cannot go away. However, if they're not there to watch her, so then if one person decides he has to go to the bathroom, so let the second person follow, and the doesn't have to be yichud, doesn't have to stay here. And the place can go with this Bishmuel that if that the Balayla one could be mekel if they're not being shaymer her, that even though you're chayshish that the that one of them might have to go away. So legabe baderech, the chayshish legabe balayla, we're more machmer because balayla is not about that one goes away, the other one's going to go away. One is going to be sleeping, and the other one, so therefore the other one's going to be masav biyichud. So legabe balayla, we are machmer, even though they're not going to the lishmer. Specifically by baderech, we find this kula that if they're not watching over her, so therefore we say that even if there are two, if one of them has to go away, the second one will go away and they'll avoid yichud. The Ravid wrote down that it's a very big kula. This that we say that Balayla, you have to have Dafka two shmiris, you have to have three men, and two would not be good enough. Because that's only if they're going to be staying there overnight. However, if they're just coming to visit, they're just coming, they're going to be there for a short while, they're not staying there overnight, so then the halacha would be like, Bayim, this is very negayah with a babysitter. The babysitter that has to babysit until past 11 o'clock and come back from chasana, and she knows that you're not going to be back until 12:30, whatever the case is. The pashas is that one could be mekel, that if there are two, if there are two men or two boys that are older than 8-9 years old, that it would be good enough for her to be able to babysit, because it has been like Bayayim, because they're not staying overnight, so you don't have the chashash that they'll fall asleep, so therefore you would be able to make. Shulchan Aruch brings down the Gav Pneva the Chitzai, the Paskins, that the Isser is only by Pirish. That if there's there's a man and women in the Pneva the Chitzai, it's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that the Isser is only. He says, Hoy Anashim Vachutzen Avarashim Vifnim, still in Sivah. If the men were in the outer room and the women the inner one, oy anashim v'fnim anashim v'chutz, u'pirsha isha ben anashim, and the woman goes ben anashim isha echad ben anashim, asurim mishum yichud. It would be mashma from the Shulchan Aruch that if it's not pirshu, if they just have as long as no one walks into the other room, they would not be an isur of yichud. La halacha we're chayshesh to the day that holds it even without pirshu. That's shitas Rashi. That even without pirshu, I would say that there would be yichud. Now, according to this opinion, it says that only by pirshu. If you have one woman in one room and another woman, and let's say it's pnimi and chitzay, you have a woman in one room and a man in the other room, and there is a door which is closed between them, Chafasan says that it would not be considered to be yichud. There is no yichud. They're not in the same room. The fact that they could walk into each other's room, that would not make it yichud. That since you say you have to have pirshu, there should be yichud, so therefore it's only if they actually walk into the other room. But if you have two rooms, if the door is open, it's considered like one large room, and therefore it would be also because of yichud. But if you have a door and the door is closed, it doesn't have to be locked. If the door is closed, it's considered to be, right now it is not the masav of yichud, that you could open the door and go into the other one. That doesn't make it into yichud. So Chacham Sadam says that according to the Shita Savachaber, it would not be considered to be yichud. The Bachas Machmer, that's yichud. Lemaisa, we are Machmer. Sorry?
Like a cubicle, a desk, and the walls like that.
There's cubicles, but there's people going in and out of.
Each
one have the way the hallways are, let's consider something like Pesach 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 Rabbim, the hallways that people walk around the hallway. Okay, let's say it's late at night and there's two different cubicles. So according to the Chara with Bimut, Lemay said we're machmer pnei v'chitzay, that it is considered yichud. That if you have either nashim or nashim, some in the inside, some on the outside, one woman in the inside, one woman on the outside, we're machmer that it is considered to be yichud. So it's just the fact that they're in the different cubicles. According to Shita Sabachav, you could be meikol. Lemay said we're machmer that even without pirish, that there are us, that is considered to be yichud.
Is that only if it's one access point?
That's only if there's one access point. That's clear. If you have two different rooms and there's a door that is closed, not locked in between, then they each have access to the outside, it's not primi v'chitzen. They're both chitzen v'chitzen. That's not yichud according to everyone. If each one has
access,
a separate door.
Same,
I'm sorry?
Access, but it's the same access, but they don't have to go into each other's room. They both have to go into one hallway to get out, but they don't have to go into each other's rooms to get out.
So it's again the same thing. If they have their doors closed, That would not be considered. It's not pinyan v'chitzin. If you have to go through one to get to the other one, that's pinyan v'chitzin. If they both, as long as they're in their room, the chashash is once they walk out there, is there going to be yichud in that hallway outside? That's a separate shayla. It depends what the conditions of that hallway outside. But mitzat there, whether they're in their own rooms, well, there would not be. It's not pinyan v'chitzin, and it's not a problem.
So even the Pirashi, it's only a chumrah. It's only usher if you go.
If you have to go through one,
go into that room that they're in.
If you have to go in,
you have to go into there together.
But if they each have access to the outside,
right, so in the case of the cubicles, if they're joining into the hallway and going into, so that wouldn't be an issue.
So it depends what the hallway is. If there's no one else in the building. So then, as long as if they have their doors closed to the cubicles, you know, while they're in the cubicles, it's not
yet. So there's no shema even
the thing with Gerash. Place in our medical, even if you wouldn't have a door, if you have a window that you have access to the outside, a window which is below Asar Shpachim, that window is probably right around, it's probably below Asar Shpachim. So if you would have access to a window that you're able to walk out, and it is below Asar Tvachim, that means it's not a full mechitza, you're able to walk out. If it's less than 10 Tvachim, it's considered that it is an access that you're able to go out, even if it would be Pnimi Vechitzain. But you have a window to the outside, even if you don't have a door to the outside, it's still considered like Chitzain Vechitzain, and you would be making it, it's not considered to be Yichud. It's very like Elamai, I mean, your wife gave birth and the sugar's in the house, and she can't lock herself in her room because she has to go to the bathroom. There's no bathroom in the room. So lechur, if you have access, if she has access to be able to go out, so then lechur is considered two separate rooms, and it wouldn't be considered to be
closing the door is enough. Do you have to lock it?
By Pnei Lechitzin, she has to be able to lock it. We are Machor Pnei Lechitzin, she has to be able to lock it that he's not able, that she locks herself in the inner room that he's not able to go in, so that would be good enough.
She has to be able to walk out, like if there's a screen, like if there's a screen there.
If there's a screen, but she can lock that screen.
She could open.
No, the window.
No, the window. Make it she's in the room, but there's a window, but it has a screen.
So if you have to have access to the outside, yeah.
She can take off the screen and
she can take off the screen. It's like opening up the window. Yeah, that would be good enough. The Meiri writes that even by Pnei V'chitzayim, if you put things in between that will make noise when you open, like the Gemara brings down that they used to put stuff in between, the Gemara is telling us that that's something we'd be able to be master from Yichud. So let's say that you have Pnei V'chitzayim, you can't lock the door, but you can put some dishes that if you open the door it will make noise, so that would be considered like locking the door in between. It's considered that it's a shmir between the two, and the Meir is brought down halacha. We could rely on that in order to make that there is a separation between the two.
Is that only if other people could hear, or people could hear with them?
Even between the two, it doesn't have to be others, as long as it's. But they'll be aware of each of themselves because the door is open. The passage that means that she would be able to hear if he opens the door. So then that would be good enough. We have in Shulchan Aruch in Siv Ches, Isha Shebalu Be'ir, a woman that her husband is in town. Ein Cheshen L'Siachid Ima, we're not Cheshesh from being Siachid with her. Mipnei She'im Asbalu Aleo, because the awe of her husband is upon her. However, if it was gas, let's say that they grew up together, or if they are the relatives, even though they didn't grow together, but they're relatives that had a lot to do with each other. So then in that case, we say that even though the Baal is in the city. The Shufar and Moshe says that Be'ir does not necessarily have to be in the same township, in the same neighborhood. Any place that a person travels every day to go to work is considered to be Baal Be'ir. A person lives in Lakewood and he travels every day into the city, he travels for an hour and a half, that's considered Be'ir. It is a place that people normally, and a lot of people use it, that they travel those distances and they go to work every single day, that's considered Baal Be'ir. It's a big chum for Meisha. It's a true to Simcha Ben Amkon and the later sefer the Meisha. But he says that is ir is nikva by a place that a person would go to, would travel there every single day. That's considered to be by lev ir. Shulchan Aruch Paskin said there is no yichud by lev ir. The Beis Shmuel and the Chalkas Mechaykek. It's mashma that they're both machmer like shittas. Rashi holds that by lev ir is only the reason why she would not get malchus, but there is no heter of ba'ilu b'ir. The Meisel Chazanish and Shvei Rav and Rav Moshe, they're all meikol that there is no yichud by ba'ilu b'ir. It could be meikol and ba'ilu b'ir, as long as it's not libay gaspa, it is not a problem. Libay gaspa, I heard from our first Rishon Rav Moshe. He says anybody that you would be comfortable enough to ask him to take out the garbage is considered libay gaspa. It's usually a gift. Your sister-in-law, right after she got married, probably she would not yet ask you to take out the garbage. A couple months later, it's already considered Liwei Gaspa. So he said that's what he heard from our Moshe. That's the Kaveya of Liwei Gaspa. Anyone that is comfortable enough to ask you to please take out the garbage, the garbage dump, is considered to be Liwei Gaspa. The Piskatur says that the heter of Baal Ba'ir is only in her own house. Bishmuel is mashma that even if it's not in her house, and so Paskas Chazanish, because of the Shulchan Aruch, this is the reason, is because it's not because he knows where she is and therefore he might be able to get there. Rather, it's because and therefore Chazanish Paskas like the Bishmuel, that even if it's not in her house, if it's Baal Ba'ir, there is no Isser of Yichud. If the husband gave her a shus to be with that man, to be with that man, Pesach Shuva says that it's aser, and Beis Shmuel says it's muter. Chazanish again would say over here that even if he gave her a shus to be with him, it's still emas balo aleho, and it would be muter. If it is in a place in the city that a person, that the husband would not be able to come, say you just called him, and you know that he doesn't have call forwarding, and you know it's going to take him an hour to come home. So l'chur, you know that it's not coming. So Bishmuel, the Chachmas Shalom are meiko, and so to Chazanish. Even if we know that it isn't a place in the city that she would not be able to, that he would not be able to come within an amount of time, nevertheless we say he's ba'al ba'ir, and we say imas ba'al aleh, and therefore it would be mutter. Ba'al ba'ir, Shulchan Aruch says mefurish, it helps even with a parutz. However, if the husband is either in jail, or he is in the hospital and he's not able to walk, or if the husband is a chon of sana shaita, the pashas is that the heter of Baal Ba'ir would not apply, even according to the Beis Shmuel, the Chazanish, the Chachmas Shalom, the same Beis Shmuel, Baal Ba'ir. However, if she knows definitely that if he's in jail, so even though it's in town, it's considered like if he's not in town, and if he's sick or if he's a shaita, so that we would not say there's emas Baal Ba'ir, and they would not be heter of Baal Ba'ir. However, Paiskim say that if they got into a fight and they might be even separated, we would stay, say, as long as there is, they didn't yet decide that they're going to separate permanently from each other, we would still say that there's a heter of Baal Ba'ir and Mizbal Alel, and it would be mutter. Siv Tes, Shulchan Aruch says, if you have a house that has a Pesach 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 Pesach, there is no problem to Pesach over there with an Erba. Pesach Chua brings on Sivkot Ches, or Kiveger says that if it is closed, and if the door is closed, even if it's not locked, it's not considered to be Pesach 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 Abim. But he brings Pesach Chua, that even if it's just closed, not locked, it's also considered as Pesach L'Shus Rabim. It's according to the Kiveger, if it's closed, it is considered as not Pesach Pesach L'Shus Rabim, even if it's not locked. However, the Piskechua brings down that if it's just closed, it's considered Pesach L'Shus Rabim, as long as it is not locked. Dur HaShulchan is Meikol, in the case that it's just closed and not locked, and so to the Chazanish is also meiko that even if it's closed, that there would be no problem of it's still considered Pesach Pesuach L'Shus Rabim. If it's Pesuach L'Chotzer V'Loy L'Shus Rabim, so Chachmas Shalom is mistapik, and the Pashas is the right place can hold that would not be considered Pesach Pesuach L'Shus Rabim. If you live in an apartment building and the door of your apartment is open, however, no one from the outside is able to get into the building, It's late at night and nobody's coming into the building, and they can only come into the building if they have the key, and they don't necessarily have the key. So then that's pasuach to the natur shusarabim, and the pasha says that one we have to make when it's only pasuach to the chotzer and not to shusarabim. And the halacha is that if you give over your key to someone and you ask him that he can come whenever he wants to come, and lemaisa he does come from time to time, that that's considered Pesach Pesach Shusarabim, even if it is locked. Not only that, at night it would help, even though you need two shmiras at night. If you give the key or the code to two of your neighbors and from time to time they come in, so then even at night it would help. If you left the babysitter and she knows that you're not coming. So then the halacha is that even if we consider night, even if the babysitter is sleeping there overnight, if you give the key or the code to two neighbors and you ask them that they're able to come in whenever, and from time to time they do come in, that's considered that you have two shmiris, and it would be mutter with yichud.
Even if it's a one-time thing?
Even if it's a one-time thing, so they would have to walk in. So they would have to walk in. If it's only one time, so that one time they would have to walk in. They're only makel if you actually do walk in.
Not time each yichud, or sometimes the papa
is good enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not only negeya for yichud; it's negeya for kashrus also. If they know that you leave for a couple hours, and they know that one of the neighbors is able to pop in, that means that it's nichnas v'yaitza. So that also helps legabe kashas, legabe shouldn't be a basar say sawin ayin, legabe the kalim. If lemaisa they know that sometimes somebody does walk in, so there's a miritas. So it's basically the same gedarim that would be considered pesach pesach, like pesach pesach
shusar. Is this a little nowadays? I mean, no one walks in even though the door's unlocked and closed.
So lechur, you would have to have specific rishus. That's true. The pasha says they do bring down that in the place that nobody would walk into somebody else's house, that just closing the door and not locking it is not going to be good enough. It has to be that the people are hamish with each other. Live in a bungalow colony, or if you live in the equivalent of the bungalow colony, the kids go in, they go out. So that would be even if it's closed. But it's true. If you don't live in a bungalow colony, you still live more civilized than that, and people would not walk in, so then it's not just closed and not locked. It would not be considered Pesach Pesach Rosh Hashanah. So it all depends on the specifics.
You see, one of the violators would only be if he's able to come in, not just that he's far away.
No, even if he's far away.
If the others are all... No,
the Pesach Rosh brings him a chalikas.
Right, so if you look at all that, it's telling you only if you can come in. What's the heter more than Pesach Pesach?
It's because he's able to walk in, so
Lechur... So he still has this...
Lechur should be the same. The Pashas, according to them. That's a little bit of Lekasha.
Yeah.
The Pashas also Shachanoch is that there's something special because Emas Ba'alo Olel, unlike what it says by Malam Netinoi case, that she knows that she can walk in at any time. That's Isha Mishamil, so that's different over there, because she can walk in. And he knows that she can walk in at any time. But by the way, it's mashma more like... Right. And the Chazanish goes completely with that svara. It's make 100% based on Emas Ba'ala Olel, even if it's not in her house and the husband doesn't know where she is. It's Emas Ba'ala Olel, and therefore it would be mut. Sorry? Like, for example, so if they go upstairs, the same thing. If there are children that would go upstairs, so that would be considered Pesach Pesuach, otherwise not. Yeah. In a large city, the place can bring down. In a large city, if it's actually Pesach Pesach Lishisarabim, it's not just unlocked. It is actually open. The pasha says that it's mutter even a whole night, even at 3 o'clock in the morning, if it's light in the house. If it's dark, it's harchuk min hakir min adayim aloi, so therefore it would be asur. However, if it's actually open, actually Pesach Pasuach Lishusar Abim and it's light in the house, so then it would be mutter even in the middle of the night.
And they're not in another room where the door is locked.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's only where it's Pesach Pasuach Lishusar Abim actually open. It has to be that the door is actually open, not even closed.
The bedroom door and the front door.
The bedroom door and the front door, they're both open. So that would be it would be mutter. And Pesach Basuach, the Chazon's disciples both say, it helps even by the way Gaspa. If it's Pesach Basuach Shusarabim, that would be one difference between Pesach Basuach Shusarabim and Baila Ba'ir. By the way Gaspa, we say Baila Ba'ir, it does not help. But Pesach Basuach, both Chazon's disciples write that it's Pesach Basuach Shusarabim would help even by the way Gaspa.
What's a big city?
Setosa. Not one second. Yeah, flat for sure. Yeah. Those have even happened. If anybody has any questions, anything to try to clarify.
There's two floors in your home, and the
best of the sun. So, Lechura, if we're talking that there are children and they would walk upstairs also.
Not children, if it's pessimism, you're relying on the fact that the door is just open.
And it's open all the way straight up. And the door upstairs is open.
Everything's open, room. But you can't see from the outside. You could just walk in.
That's nothing to do with seeing.
Even if you're miyachad upstairs,
yeah. If everything is open, it would be much. Yeah.
What
age is
it?
Most boys can say from 6 and up. 6, 7.
The difference boys and girls?
Boys is 7, 8. Yeah. That's
the
way it
is. When you say that the Baal of Beer is even if you're going, if you live in Lakewood and you're working in the city, what if the husband's in Mount City and the wife's working in the city? It's the same thing?
Yeah. It's Baal of Beer.
Even though you live here, that's called Baal of Beer.
Yeah. According to the Meisha, according to
the Rav. The Rav was saying in the beginning,
Ishta Ima, his wife is with him. Ishta Ima either with him in the house, with him in the same town, or in the same chutz.
So then
that works if he's either at home or in the place where he works. If she has access to come, if she has the key to be able to get in at any time, so then that would be mutter.
When we're makel on that for if she's in the same town,
if she has the key to a place where he works, we are makel. Yeah.
Does it make a difference if she has hours or something like that? If she has specific hours, then she's for sure going to be away from
the place.
Video cameras.
Sorry?
Video cameras in an office, in a place to have a camera.
So that's considered a shaymer. Video cameras is considered to be a shaymer. If two people are able to see, so then you have two shaymer.
Even though nobody's looking right now on camera, just recording? Or somebody has to be able to
Somebody see. Has to be able to look. It doesn't have to be looking. Somebody has to be able to look.
You can play back.
Record. It's recorded.
It's recorded, and you could look back. Not right. No one's looking right now. You know.
I don't know. If somebody's able to look at the time, so look. So the fact that it's recording, I don't know.
Be able to look.
Like being able to walk in from the outside. Being able to look. It's considered this a shame.
But you mean at the time, if you know no one's looking at this camera right now, but you can play back later.
I don't know. It's a good shame.
What's the driving?
Driving the car, if there are cars that go, that if it's not such a desolate road, if there are cars that go by every 5 minutes or so, every 10 minutes, and you don't have tinted windows. The right thing would be there should be some light, you should be able to see from the outside. If it's at night, they would have to be able to see.
Why is that a good shame? Cars go by, why is that?
Cars pass you. And going down the direction would not be a shame. The cars pass you.
What's this man that we're not using?
The pashas is that going into an elevator, if they're able to step it in any floor, that's not considered shir yichud. we're making an elevator. If it's an elevator that's only from the 20th floor and to the 40th floor, so then if it's, it might be 2-3 minutes.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
What about a Hisha with a Choylet or with a Zaki? Like
the
nurse who takes care of an elderly person.
So the pashas, yeah, the pashas that if Hisha that comes to a Choylet, the pashas is that we are machmer. There is a makim lahakel. The pashas is we are machmer.
And the zakin is the same.
Zaken muflik, if a mamish can't get out of bed, so then we're not. If it's still, but if he's still capable of getting out of bed, so then we are machmer.
If the shear is 2 minutes, so why is a car that passes by once every 5 minutes? Why is that?
Because it's mirtas. You're afraid that it might come by. Yes,
it may come more.
It's not a matzav of yichud.
If your husband's away, the husband's on at home with a clean lady, the wife's at work. And is that ishta beer is that you could be relying on that, or you did?
If she's able to leave and come and point liquid, it would be in my beer.
If she can't leave, if she's hours, and you know she doesn't come home before some class.
Liquid, we used to have to have a person who's out.
If you leave the door,
either the door unlocked, if people would walk in, otherwise a little bit open. I'm sorry? So that would only help in a place that they're able to see from the outside. If you go to the bathroom, it doesn't help anymore. They can't see. So
it's a side door that you can't see it from the street. Like, side door,
It's still considered a Pesach Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Even if it's a back door, somebody would be able to come in through it.
Even if no one would come in?
I'm sorry?
Even if no one would come in?
No, if no one would come in, then it would have to be open. It would have to be actually open. Now, if it's open, even if no one would like to come in, if it's open, it's fine. Closed and not locked, only somebody would walk in. But if it's actually open, it's not a problem.
On the ground floor in that window, if you open all the windows, would that matter the whole house? Is that part of the room that...
The pashas is the part of the room that you would not be able to see. It's not, it would not be matter. Yeah. Yeah.
So let's say I don't want to be misconstrued to marry a lady. I could rely on her because her husband's in the city. It's a hetter for her and for me.
Right, yeah. As long as it's not the way God's will.
A car that's moving is a sign that a car that's moving on the highway, that would be the
as long as it's not tinted windows.
What's in the get? The Chaznesh said the Baal Be'ir is that it doesn't have to be actual come. So Mir says, when is that again? What's enough? Like what?
If she works somewhere in the city. He's in town and he doesn't know where she is. And she goes to see a patient. And it's not necessarily because by the way, they must battle them. She locks the door to see a patient.
And it can build the story that he must battle them. I mean, if she knows he's in a different city.
So then he's not present in her mind.
So even when he doesn't know where she is, she's going to have to...
Yeah.
Is it a problem to go to a doctor, a lady to go to a doctor at night, not in the town?
The fascist if it's yichud, yeah.
I mean, if there are other people and work in the office.
So if they're matzah from yichud, so then it would be okay. There are those who say that there is a heter of Torah b'mlachtoi. Bring them by a cab driver. It's Torah b'mlachtoi, possibly even if it would be at a time at night that people would not drive by.
Terbel Machte is by Iskei Manashem. The it sounds like Terbel Machte is as far as me. The Ron I think the Ram said that even though it might be Terbel Machte, you might think it's
by Iskei Manashem we don't say.
So it's
yeah, but they bring this as far also to make that sense of Terbel Machte. So therefore, he can't stop doing whatever that he's doing. But some hold that Legave, if it's a Legave, they would have to stop whatever it is that he's doing. So then that would be it.
It's just that, or it's also Maralam that he might.
Lemaram Nasai also.
The Legave itself would be a good enough.
Together with Lemaram Nasai, yeah.
Okay.
together.
Well, Maram Nasi would help because of Shash Pita, but in Shash Pita, the Maram Nasi, it works.
It still will affect his ownness.
Mm-hmm.
It will still affect his ownness.
Okay, if he's my father, she's not going to go reveal it. Right?
Not right away. He's still concerned.
In the case of the doctor, why wouldn't it be after Malabir? If the doctor that she goes
to... He's in a different city.
It's a different city, but why is that different if the wife's working in a different city?
No, she took a plane.
She took a plane?
Yeah, a different city.
But if it's Tom, if she went to a doctor which is within driving distance, if she has this fixed doctor, and you have a Malabir.
Right, yeah, that's okay. If it is 10 miles away, 30 miles away...
Then that would be fine for 3 miles.
That's considered the air.
Even though it's not every day, it's like once every.
But it's a distance that a person would drive to work. People drive to work those distances. That's considered the air.
And night and day would make a difference.
That's
right.
What's together with parts?
We said a person that watches television. Or if he has the smartphone without a filter. Smartphone without a filter. Yisrael Levi Vazan says that there's... as a dinner with parts like Aviyach.
Someone invites a Pano and a Puya to stay in the basement. In their own room, nobody comes down. Would that be any type of...
there would not be Yichud. There wouldn't be a problem of Yichud. It might be many other things, Misael Varavera, but Yichud is not. No. They don't have to lock the door. So Yichud would not be. Fakert, by a Chasen Kala that is Pir Sanida, that she has an Isser Yichud, they are allowed to go to someone's house as long as they don't lock the room. So they're sleeping together with another couple in the same house. There's no Isser Yichud. That's what they do by Kalash Shabbat Sanida. They sleep in the same room together with a family, with another couple in the family, and another couple in the house. It's not Yichud. They have an Isser Yichud with each other.
Right.
It would be different than Panay and Pluya.
Right.
Nevertheless, Yichud it's not. There may be other problems, but not Yichud.
If only certain people come into your, some people will walk into your house. You got to be keeping your door open. You say, if no one comes in, anyway, then it doesn't help. Let's say, my mother-in-law comes, she comes in, but I know she's at work.
So who
would help?
Yeah. If I know she's at work.
Make sure not to know she's at work.
Yeah.
Sorry. I think I'm waking up the different parts of the woman's body, but as far as a person that's not the yichud, as much